Oh God, oh fuck. How did I let this happen? So stupid. What happened to watching from afar, huh? That would have been so much easier, but no, I just had to get involved. Now what am I supposed to do? Someone is 100% going to notice by tomorrow. Fuck, I didn't leave any evidence, right? There's just no way. Oh God, who am I kidding? It was broad daylight. Oh, my hair is probably all over the scene. Okay. I'll go south. Yeah, I've got a car and a trunk that'll fit him. We go as far away as possible and... Hi. I mean, hi. How are you feeling? You banged your head something bad. Something, good thing I was around to take care of you. Where are you? You're at, my house. Why did I say it was my house? yes, my house. Specifically, my basement. It's like the only free space I could find to fit your accommodation. Cage? What cage? This is, a medical device to keep you from moving around too much. Hey, relax. It's okay. It's all going to be okay. Just listen to me. This is a very delicate situation where I really need you to cooperate with me. If you keep banging on those bars, you'll hurt yourself. Please stop. No, really. I need you to calm down, please. Just calm down. I said calm the fuck down! Whoa, sorry about that. Don't know what got into me. But now that you've chilled out, I can explain. No secrets, okay? Pinky promise. So, you're... memory is a little hazy, but I'll help you catch up. You just finished your 2:30 p.m. class and went to go get your usual order at the cafe just down the street. A medium French blend with no sugar and a splash of cream. You usually order it on mobile and pick it up, but today you forgot because you were distracted by messages about your upcoming group project. So you opt for going in and ordering at the front. How do I know all this? Why shouldn't I? It's important that friends know each other's schedules. Of course we're friends! I sit two rows behind you in Econ 201. You're always daydreaming in class, so I get why you don't recognize me. Anyway, getting back to recapping. Because you usually just pick up and go, you don't really interact with the staff, which is why you talked to that slutty fucking barista bitch and left with your normal order. But the ground was wet, so when you went outside, you slipped and fell. I knew where you were, and I saw what happened, so I took action, and now you're all better. You don't believe me. Why? It wasn't raining, so how was the ground wet? So you do remember a little bit. then you remember writing your number down and handing it to that barista, talking about how her shift ends at 6 and to keep, and to meet up at the park across the street. You remember that, huh? Really? It was your fault. I had to get involved. Why would you do that? You're better than this, you know? Handing out your attention to anyone with a cup size over B when you could be giving it to someone who actually sees your worth. Someone who knows every little detail about you. Someone like me. Well, I wasn't going to let that stand. And here I was, freaking out over what happened, when really, you should be thanking me. Yes, thanking me. I know how much you love your little back alley shortcuts, but you need to be careful. Lots of crazy people these days. Lots of places for someone to hide. Lots of opportunities to be caught off guard. So yes, you're in my cage. After I knocked you out. How's that for no secrets? You don't have to answer that. What's important right now is to figure out what we do next. Obviously, we're both in a bit of a situation right now. When someone notices you're missing, they'll turn over every stone trying to break us up. So we'll need to get moving. But I can't move this cage, so I'll need to be able to know that you won't just run the minute I let you out. I need to trust that you love me. That is the only way. What stronger bond is there than love? It holds better than any rope or cage. So, prove it to me. No. You can't just say it. Actions speak louder than words. So drop your pants and jerk off to me. You heard me. It's the ultimate test. I am fully aware you abstain from any porn, even closely related to exhibitionism. So jerking off in front of me must mean you really love me. Oh, wow! You got your pants off fast! You must really love me. Or you're trying to get it over with. Well, the proof will be if you can finish. Now, look at me and start nice and slow. Take in the sight of me standing here just like this. Think of all the fun we'll have together. Aww. You look a little nervous. But don't worry. This is the ultimate test. Just think about how much you love me and you won't feel that scared. How about I also take my pants off? That way you won't feel awkward or anything. Okay, here they go. Oh, yes. Oh, look at me. Yeah, you love this, don't you, baby? Oh, yes. There. Now we're both not wearing pants. Oh, and it must be hard to jerk off while standing up. So how about we both sit down with our legs apart facing each other? That way you can see me clearly, even though there's these thick bars between us. Oh. Okay. It kind of feels super hot. Almost like it's our first time together. You know, doing it. Oh, so come on. Wrap your hand around your cock and stroke it slowly. I want to watch it get hard in your hands. You can look at my pussy while you jerk off. I won't feel weird about it or anything. In fact, I really like that. Looking at my pussy and stroking your cock slowly. Fuck. Seeing you behind these bars and jerking off slowly to me. I gotta touch myself too. But I'll try to match you so it'll feel like we're kind of having sex. I'll slide my fingers inside my soaked pussy slowly and spread my legs a little wider for you. Oh, your cock is getting so much bigger and harder. I just knew you loved me. Oh, this is making me so happy and so horny. We're sharing something so special right now. Just you and me alone. Making love together. Oh, hey, don't look away. You don't have to feel ashamed of our love. It's real. It's special. It's something you've always wanted. Don't deprive yourself of your true feelings. Oh, I love the way you're watching me. Oh, that's right. Keep your eyes on me while you slowly bring your hand up and down, up and down. Stroking yourself slowly. It feels amazing, doesn't it? Yeah. Because I'm feeling really good too. Do you want to go a little faster? Oh, you look like you're feeling good, and that makes me so happy. I want to go faster too. Just a little faster. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Do you like how that feels? Do you like jerking off while I finger myself at the same time? Oh my God, this is all so incredible. I I can't believe we're doing this. Oh, I love hearing you pant like that. And do you like how I'm so wet and moaning for you? My pussy juice is getting all over the place. I've actually never been this wet before. I guess we're just meant to be together. My body is made for you, and your body is made for me. We're a perfect match. Oh, that's it. Keep pumping your cock. I heard it. Feels really good if you just stroke the tip of your cock. So go ahead and do that for me. Oh, I want to watch you stroke the tip of your cock. Oh, yes. Oh, was that a little moan I just heard? Oh, baby. Don't hold back your voice. It's okay. I want to hear you. I said moan for me. Oh, yay. Just like that. Ooh, fuck. My fingers can't stop. This feels way too good. I'm so happy you're feeling good too. Oh, you're proving to me that you love me. That's the greatest way to show your love and devotion. Oh, so keep jerking off. And prove to me that you love me. Yes, yes. Oh my God. I can't hold back anymore. Myself faster, okay? And I want you to match my pace. Stroke yourself as fast as I'm fingering myself. Showing our love to each other. No, it's your turn. Tell me you love me. Oh, come on, say it. Oh, say you love me while you jerk your cock. I said, say it. I can tell you want to come soon, so say it. Why are you hesitating? Don't you see how wet and horny I am for you? And how I'm fingering myself for you? I'm showing you my most private areas, and you need to show me love and devotion. And you can't even say you love me back. Look me in the eyes and tell me you love me. Yes. I knew you loved me. Fuck. Hearing you say that is gonna push me over the edge. Don't hold back either. I can tell you're about to come. Your legs and body are quivering. You're so in love with me. You're going to show me your love. Don't hold back and stroke yourself faster. 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 Oh, that's it. I'll count you down. orgasm so good. Ready? 10, 9. That's it. 8. 7. Yeah. Keep stroking. 6. 5. Don't fucking slow down. 4. 3. Almost there. 2. 1. Come on. Come for me. Let it out. Let it all out. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, come for me. That's it. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come too. To hide what I'm doing. Just think, we get to do this for the rest of our lives. Oh, are those tears? Oh, baby, I know. I'm so happy I could cry too. I've got a towel right here. Let me get it for you. Hope you don't mind that I used it first. I just got so wet. Well, babe, that was fun. And I'll keep my promise of letting you out of the cage. But there's a few things I need to take care of first. Like that bitch you were talking to earlier. Can't have temptation lurking around before we make our big escape. Now can I? Good thing I know exactly where she was going to meet you. I'll see you in about... I just enjoy you so much I can't say goodbye. I'll see you in about an hour.